Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Main Street TV. And Jen's not here. It's still just me. I mean, she'll be back tomorrow, so soon we'll have Jen back, the horse queen. She has such a true talent for this kind of stuff. But I'm here, and I have a video I produced, and I'm calling it College Adventures. Now, this is a vlogger-style kind of video. And it really just started because my friend Corbin, he's been on the show before and he's been my best friend since kindergarten, and he was trying to walk down a hill. And if you know Corbin, you know he tends to slip and hurt himself pretty easily. And every time he does, he never really hurts himself. It's just kind of funny because he's just so like he doesn't mean to, and he just like slides like oh, we were at Final Boss Con. And we just heard a wheep, like a squeak. And then Corbin, he was on the ground a few seconds later. And it's just, we missed it. And we were like, we don't want to miss. I was like, I don't want to miss this one. So I pulled out my phone and he's walking down this hill. And he's like, I'm not going to fall, Dylan. I'm not going to do it. And he didn't do it. And we just kept recording because we thought it was so funny. And before we knew it, we had about 40 minutes of a mission of us trying to build a snowman. So I figured we could play that here today, and it's kind of funny because immediately after, something happened to my car, and I got that all on video too, and then Jeremiah got involved, and we've had this in production for a while now because I just haven't really gotten around to fully editing it and piecing the story together. But where Jen's out, I thought it'd be a fun day to go ahead and play my college adventure. And I mean, it's such a simple concept, but we had so much fun making it. So I really just wanted to get it out there and let you guys see it. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. It was a ton of fun for us to make. And my friend's dad, Billy, ended up getting involved too. And it's such a snowball effect, I guess, which is pretty fitting because we're building a snowman. And the snow was just such a struggle to try to build a snowman out of. I'm sure a lot of you who have tried to build a snowman before are kind of familiar with that. When you try to build a snowman, especially in Jackson, the snow just never seems to stick. Like, you try to put it all together, and it just crumples immediately. Like, none of it is able to pack. So we had a real struggle trying to build that snowman. And at the end of the day, I don't want to spoil the ending, but it was all definitely worth it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back at the end to talk about some of the fun behind the scenes of it.
I'm Corbin Wilbur, and I'm walking down the hill covered with snow. That's about it.
What are the chances you fall?
I don't know. I'm too concentrated on staying balanced to do math, so I ain't doing that.
I'd say 50%.
It's getting steeper.
60%.
More traction. That's good. We're down to like 55 or something. Oh, that was close. I slipped. I guess snow can be a little. A little shuffle.
The Cupid shuffle.
Yeah. I don't have control of this leg, but I'm using it to my advantage. I'm completely anchored to the ground right now.
Oh, I think he made it.
And here we are. So what do you think, Dylan?
My shoes are covered.
So are mine.
And they're my socks. I can feel it.
I got boots.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming up my ankles.
That's how it is. So, now the next step is to make it to the car. We're taking yours, right, Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite a icy venture.
So?
All right, what you got to do is you just got to slide the whole way. And just tempt fate. And then we'll outsmart it.
Just me walking is tempting fate. Existing is tempting fate for me. But I always get up. Just like the Corbin moment at Final Boss Con.
Look at what we gotta get through to get to the Pickle-mobile.
I almost did the splits. It was crazy. In line center. But I survived.
Alright, now just to get in the car.
Yes. Ah! Ah!
It's okay. Freedom. I'm breaky. Oh, yeah. Ha. Ignore the trash.
You can never keep Corbin Wilbur out too long.
No one puts Corbin in a corner.
He always finds a way. Someone had a walking talk though.
That's all over me. It's yeah. Best to do. The best part of me is to you.
Well, I think I slipped, but it was in the car, so it really didn't do much. I fell into my seat. Kind of lucky.
I'm falling to pieces. You gotta slam the door again. You know what? It might just make this an episode of Main Street TV.
Yeah, go for it.
The Dylan's adventures in college. But the thing is, Dylan's going to get in trouble if he cameras and drives. So
I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
How about you just pause for a bit? I need to get buckled.
Nah, we'll just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
That's what makes it funny. Look at the roads.
Yeah, this is snow.
Oh my god! Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That wasn't faked either.
Yeah. That was real. I felt the car.
I lost total control. Oh, God, that was great.
Yeah. But anyway, right. Guys.
Corbin, tell everyone who you are since you were cut out of the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
And don't tell that story again.
So, yeah, I told a controversial story. But anyway, the point is, I'm Corbin Dallas Wilbur. I have been friends with Dylan since like second grade.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty
much
our whole lives.
Pretty much. And I used to do skits for Jackson High School, esports, creative media. And now I do streaming for Ryo, which I was a shoutcaster for Ryo Esports as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and for Jackson High School Esports.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and Dylan was our director at creative media.
Yeah.
Like the main guy starting the team, and along with me, but he was like the guy. And Dakota, he kind of fell off. He started doing his own stuff. Yeah, shout out Dakota.
His own YouTuber and a YouTuber for JHS.
For sure, he joined the media team.
I can turn this heat on. Sorry if this affects the audio, but like we don't want me crashing again.
Yeah, this is the heat. Keeps him cool, collected, but warm and collected.
It's very cold out.
It is.
Look at this road, man. Hey, it's kind of cleaned up now, but like it's still freezing
and there's still stuff everywhere.
Yeah. We just got back from an Rio Esports party.
Oh, yeah. Did we get any clips from that?
I believe Diddy did. Check out Rio Grande Esports at some point on all social media platforms and try to see if we got that. But about that, I was a bit late to the party because I had to...
I was very late.
He was very late. He missed all the festivities.
All of it. Every last minute.
Yes.
I only caught the part where people were walking out. Literally, I walked in, sat down, ate a Subway sandwich, and then everyone got up and left. And I was like, oh, dang. I missed all of it.
Yeah, we played the game Taboo, and we had just gotten done when Dylan walked in. And everyone left. And then there was a Magic the Gathering game, but... We don't know how to play that. Someone tried to teach me once, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, the only thing I learned to play was D&D, and that was a very interesting experience, because, like, I didn't play it right at all. You're supposed to, like, go around and, you know, do stuff, and I just found bodies and turned them alive. It was a very weird power I had. D&D is an interesting game. I would encourage you to play it, but at the same time, like, you might get confused, because I did.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that, but he was a necromancer.
Yeah, I was like a purple, I had like a purple sheet over me, kind of like Raven from Teen Titans.
Makes sense.
And I just went around and brought bodies to life while everyone else actually played the game. Like, they would kill the bad guys, and I'm like, rise. that was my role. It wasn't supposed to be my role, though.
What was your role supposed to be?
Just a normal character. Like, I was supposed to go around and do things, but I just brought everyone back to life.
I mean, every character...
zombie army.
Yeah. Every character has a role. Yeah, so, as a necromancer, that's what you do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think I was a necromancer, though. I think that was just one ability I had.
You just used it to its best capability.
Yeah. Man, it's very snowy. I look at them trees. Like, they got snow all over the branches.
Yeah. This is our first big snow in a while. We went through all of 2023. You standing suspiciously close to that pile of snow. What's your idea?
Oh, crap.
All over your phone. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, it actually stayed together.
Yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely should put some gloves on. Let's get into Walmart. Nice.
We're at Walmart now.
I wonder if this... I think the video is upside down. Yeah,
and I think there's snow on the camera. Snow is just water.
Yeah, it is.
Just fluffy rain.
You're suspiciously close to that giant pile of snow.
He didn't inform me of what he was going to do.
No, I did not.
He just did it.
Whew, man, my hands.
Yeah.
That's pain. Pain in the form of hands. Walmart. Man, everything's just so icy, though.
Yeah, I love snow. I hate ice.
Yeah, me too. Man, it kind of shocks me how good a video phones are. Phones have, like, really good video nowadays, and this is crazy, man.
Yeah, this is probably better than some professional studio cameras back in, like, the day. I don't know.
Yeah.
60s.
Okay, we're going to go through Walmart and keep recording, but I'm probably not going to make it very obvious. So, just be prepared to see my feet on the ground a lot.
Absolutely. Let's wait until we get into the store a bit.
Dude, my hands. There's such like a wind chill right now.
Yeah.
You gotta be safe.
We're at Walmart. It's crazy. You know, with all the snow, you'd think it's Christmas time. As you can see, it's an hour
Yeah,
close
look at that little...
It's January right now.
Oh, $25 for a giant stuff. It's not even that big. Look at that.
Yeah. It's you know, honestly, I don't get Valentine's Day because, like, shouldn't you show your appreciation for, you know, someone all year round?
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a similar argument with Mother's Day. Mother's Day and such, but at least mothers, you know, like, they do stuff for you, like, every day of your life.
Yeah.
And on Valentine's Day, it's just for your significant other.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, love should be 24/7. Same deal for your moms, but, like, I don't think your significant other pushed you outside of her. So, like...
Exactly. I think it's quite the opposite.
Yeah. All right. We really didn't make a plan for Walmart, so
we're
just kind of walking around.
Are we actually getting you gloves, or is it just...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Where do we find the gloves?
Not here.
Bro.
Nice.
Hey, you want me to...
This is what you gotta do in a Walmart.
Exactly.
We'll be back in about 10 minutes after I take a nap.
Dylan, not POV. And we're back.
I have no idea where to find gloves.
I assume near the clothes and stuff.
That makes sense.
That's where it is in Jackson. Doubtless is a different story. I may have been born here, but I don't spend much time here.
Yeah, I just go here because of college, and it's not even Galpalos, it's Rio, they're just very close.
Yeah. They're like the same distance. Rio's like the same distance from Galpalos and Jackson. It's weird. It's like the middle ground.
Toothpicks. Did you find gloves?
I found clothes.
You look like,
that's
a,
the first
like
step.
A seeking sonar.
Yes.
Like a dog when he goes, point.
Just point right there. But yeah, clothes. Clothes are usually found at the middle of a Walmart. If it's on like the side or something, that's weird.
Yeah,
I've never seen
weird.
That.
It seems like discounted clothes, and I wouldn't really trust like discounted mid-aisle clothes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that ever happen before.
Me neither.
And those are expensive boots too. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I didn't know the aisles had wheels. That's weird.
$37.88 for boots. And they were tiny boots too.
Yeah, like children's boots.
Why would I pay? Oh. I think ODP has a phone call.
ODP has a phone call. ODP, you better watch out. If you're watching this, you got a phone call.
If ODP is watching Main Street TV, I'm going to be confused.
Exactly.
We in the comment section, ODP, I got the phone call. Thanks, guys.
Somewhere in this area, I believe. There's hats. That's a good sign.
Seems like we're making progress.
For sure. So, yeah, there's winter hats.
I see belts and wallets. And night clothes.
These are gloves, but these aren't the kind you want.
Wait a minute. I think these might be.
Maybe, but it's like one.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, well, they fit you, that's the thing.
I'm not
sure.
You
got big hands. Dylan,
these are some pretty big hands.
Glove fitting. Here's a comparison. Dylan, put up your hand. Yeah, that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah, it is.
That didn't focus at all when I did that, but yeah.
It's a fit.
It's a fit. Fits
it's
like
a fit.
A glove.
It does. All right, we'll cut back after I purchase some gloves.
Yep. Oh, wait, I started recording.
Oh.
And we're back to the produce aisle. We're going to get a nose. Snowman needs a nose. And what's the most common thing used for a snowman nose? An apple.
What? No. No, never an apple. I've never seen someone use an apple.
Recording in the... Okay. Yeah. It's a carrot. We're going to get a carrot.
We just got to find the carrots.
Yeah.
There's lettuce. Oh my god.
There's a bunch of them, but like...
But look at the giant ones.
Those are carrots. Yeah, that's perfect.
How much are these? $3.99?
It's not bad. If you get them, I'll take the whole rest home.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Because I know you don't really eat vegetables that much.
No, never. Anyone that knows me knows I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't partake. Oh, look at this.
amazing here.
I wonder what the difference is. One's organic and one's prime.
One's cut. Those are whole carrots. These are cut.
Glad you know your carrots.
Huh?
I'm glad you know your carrots.
I do. I eat vegetables sometimes. Snuggies.
Cheetos. Why are there so many different types of Cheetos?
That's weird. I think it's just one of those types of chips that you can put any flavor on. It'll work at some point. You know, somewhat. But personally, I don't like Cheetos.
That's kind of weird.
I said it. I don't eat most chips. Except for plain Fritos and like Sun Chips.
All right, so we made it. We got the carrots and the gloves. We're gonna go build a snowman. And I would just like to shout out a new subscriber we just gained while we were in there. He saw us and was like, "Hey, what are you doing a YouTube video?" We are doing a YouTube video, so he subscribed. So shout out to him. But yeah, we got the carrots. We're on our way.
Of course. Now let's go find a place to build the snowman. Sunset distance.
That does look nice.
Yeah.
My hands are
freezing.
I'm gonna put these
on. One of my hands are freezing right now. It's the one I'm using to record. These aren't touchscreen friendly gloves.
Oh no.
Ah.
I'm just gonna keep these on for the rest of the day.
Yeah, let's see how they do in the cold.
They're $18, so they ought to do pretty good.
Yeah. They also look like
biker gloves.
Really good fit, yeah. They look like a really good fit, like, you can move your fingers.
I can move all my fingers.
Yeah, well, let's move.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people in the park.
Yeah, when you're here.
Whoever's trying to park there. Oh, yeah, there's cars.
Now I should be able to compact a snowball.
Yeah, and actually hold it in your hands.
No, it's not compacting at all. It's just falling apart.
Yeah, it's very powdery.
I want to aim for the camera.
Wait, hold on. Let me switch hands. I'm not right-handed, but I'm... This is my right
hand. You're both-handed.
Close enough. You hit my hand.
Yeah, aren't you ambidextrous?
No.
I thought you were.
No, not at all.
No, you're left-handed. That's
I'm
it.
I'm left-handed, yes.
I knew you were something that wasn't too common.
Left-handed. I wish I was ambidextrous. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. But not. I can basically do nothing with my right hand. I didn't close my door good enough.
I don't think you ever close the door good enough.
Sometimes. It's weird because I've tricked myself closing other people's doors hard. Like Dakota's door that one time?
Yes.
I slammed it.
You gotta slam your door again for me.
Yeah. Dakota's like, "Why are you slamming my door?" Like, I don't know, I'm so used to doing it in Dylan's car.
Dude, you still didn't shut the door.
How did... Okay, watch this, guys.
There you go.
There we go. Now to the bowling
range. Finish the mission.
Yep. 10-minute oil change. Ew. I'm fucked up.
It worked!
No way.
I just started the camera with my nose.
So this is my family's van.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if we should put that on there, but whatever.
There's no license plate. It's just a front bend.
On the back. In the state of Ohio, you don't need a front license plate.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's actually a detail I did not know.
Yeah. So, if you ever want to take your front license plate off, you can.
Yeah, it's kind of a specific reason, though, but...
And that was only a recent rule, too. Within the past, maybe, not even 10 years.
Watch us get copyrighted for the small background music.
That's a good point. They don't even usually have music on at this time.
So where are your parents?
Right there.
Nope. Oh.
Yeah, for Total Media. Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop because we're in public and I feel weird recording in public.
Oh, you should record this one.
Can you hit the stop button for me?
Yeah.
All right, we're back and we have a carrot. Show them Corbin carrot. Yeah. Carrot Corbin.
And we're at a bowling alley.
We are. This is the bowling alley.
My parents bowl league here, so
yeah, that's why we came here.
Yeah.
So we got a pile of snow that ought to make this easier for us, but the hard part is going to be recording and building a snowman. So Corbin's going to do the camera first.
Yeah, Dylan, you get us started.
Hi.
Hello, okay. Dylan.
Oh, jeez.
Got a carrot.
The snow is not very easy to work with.
It is not. No.
You know what?
But we will try our hardest. We should probably lay it in the ground. And not in the parking lot.
Let's put it over here.
Well, we got a giant ice block. That's a good start.
That's a very good
start.
Look at
this. Look at this stuff. This is like no connection at all.
Oh, wow.
Powder. Oh, there we go.
I want to turn this into the bottom block.
That's a start. Maybe not that.
Yeah, this is not the snowman we want.
Yeah, we want a good snowman to
look
really
at this ice, dude.
Represent Total Media. Oh, that made a sound. That was nice.
All right, maybe if I just... I'm gonna go over here.
Get a snowball and roll it. Well, that's something. Yeah, there we go. I think it's getting bigger.
I think so. This is not working very well.
It worked a bit. I'll say that. You want to try compacting it a bit or no? All right, there we go.
Man, this is not a good looking snowman.
Yeah, he's looking not too bad.
All right, I'm gonna try something.
Yes. Oh. Okay. That's doing something. You know, I remember once in preschool, I could be completely fabricating this, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I remember we tried building a snowman in preschool once.
Hey,
I
Corbin,
did. What?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes. Anyway, preschool, me and a bunch of kids tried building a snowman, and they told us to stop.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that was actually not nice. They hated us playing in the snow in, like, school and stuff. Like, you throw a snowball at your friend, you're like, don't do that. It might have a rock in it. Like, oh, shut up.
Okay, it seems like I just made fun. It so much worse.
Oh, yeah. we can combine that together. Do something. We just gotta smash the snowball. Like, yeah. We gotta actually make it malleable snow and not a giant block.
This is very hard.
Yeah, I don't know how people actually build snowmen, but it's like, dang. You know, fun fact, there's an old picture from like the late 90s of my mom and her friend building a snow SpongeBob. It was interesting. You're getting it, Dylan. It's forming. It doesn't have to be to scale.
This is really tough, man.
Here, let me help you. Get some snow over there. My ear is freezing.
Well, I think we got the closest we're going to get to a bottom bottle.
Yeah.
And I very much hurt my hand. Maybe I can just, like...
There we go. That's something. To start.
Maybe I can just, like... I got an idea.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to do it over there. What?
It's just rocks.
Really? It's just rocks?
Yeah.
Why is that there?
I have no idea.
Is that rubble or is that just... I don't know. I forgot what it looks like when the snow not here. Oh. Moving the land.
I got snow.
You do have snow. Here, I'm gonna get some myself.
Well, I made something.
Be progress. That's what you made, Dylan. No.
Well, Corbin, I am going to let you make the second ball.
All right, try it. I got that ball I put down there. We're going to try something. I'm going to combine balls. If I've ever have learned anything from like merging stuff in games or whatever else in real life, I know two smaller things make a bigger thing. here.
I don't think that's science, dude.
Everything's science, Dylan. Head?
Man, this is a depressing snowman.
Hey, he may be down on his luck, but he keeps going. He's at the bowling alley. He's got to win the tournament. He's got to prove to everyone the best bowler.
I don't think he's going to be a very good bowler.
He will, trust me. Bring life into this man.
All right, I'm going to pause for a second.
All right.
I don't have balls. I have balls on. I'll use my phone. I'll use my nose. I think I just zoomed in really bad.
And, hold on. 165. What's your name?
Bill Wilbur.
All right, Bill Wilbur. What's your bowling average?
165.
What's your handicap?
55.
55.
5. All right.
55.
Okay, so what's the name of your team in bowling?
Cannonballers.
How'd you come up with that name?
Huh?
How'd you come up with that name?
Just thought of.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, what do you got to say to our audience in that total media?
Go bowling, have fun.
That's a good message. That was Billy Wilbur. That was Billy Wilbur, that's my dad. Okay, game's out. I think it's too perfect. Let's play Pac-Man. Simple enough. Start game. All right.
I thought you were going to do Donkey Kong.
Oh, I'm going to. Just hold on. I'll pull Pac-Man first. Whoa. Hold on. Okay. Nope. My thing ran out.
Man, you're not good at this. Oh, it actually just got a ghost. I take it back. Dang.
Yeah,
you're actually murdering them.
Yeah, no, I almost got all the pellets.
Yeah, that was Oh.
There we go. All right. Let's try this again. Got one life left. If I get the cherries, cherries are just extra points. Ah! Yes.
Oh, he's getting cornered.
I was cornered in that last bit. Well, that's a game over. Let's play Donkey Kong.
Wait, do I have? Donkey Kong time. It's been a while since I played Donkey Kong, so.
Have you ever played Donkey Kong?
Yes.
That surprises me.
I had it as an emulator on the Wii. How high can it get? Let's see.
I want to see how high you can get.
Yeah, wait, how do I jump? Oh, there we go.
Just wish I could get the little boing, boing effects.
Yeah. Sadly, the audio isn't working for some reason.
Oh, 1 second. I gotta pause.
Oh, yeah, I can't jump with the...
I'll let you get through this. There's his first life.
First life. Fun fact about Donkey Kong, it is the first ever game to have a jump mechanic. Back when it came out. Has Mario for the first time ever.
Oh, you're getting a few barrels. Oh man, you made it over that. Oh, there goes his second life.
I was never good at Donkey Kong.
Yeah, no offense, buddy, but you don't seem to be doing so great.
Right by the ladder.
I mean, you're making it so far.
As soon as I find the
ladder. As soon as I said that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Game over.
Well. Let's try something else. Let's play Galaga. Alright, Galaga time. I'm okay at Galaga, from what I remember. We'll see, though. Game over, what? Oh, yeah. I see what's going on. I didn't press the start button.
Now you're doing better than you did at Donkey Kong already.
Definitely. Donkey Kong, I sucked at.
Yeah, you were pretty bad, but right here you're actually kind of, you know, you're killing them.
Yeah, I'm definitely killing these alien guys. Make sure they don't kill me.
Oh.
They cornered me there. It's probably completely computer programmed, but that was a good strategy. Shooting a bullet that I couldn't dodge, while at the same time charging at me from the other side.
Oh, that was quick.
That was quick, but I got another life. Let's go. Fun fact, the first ever esports competition was. It was a game similar to this called Space War. Basically the same process, but it was in 1972 at Stanford University. They played the first ever. Let's try it again. Alright, let's go. The audio's gone, huh, boy?
Yeah, that's gone.
I don't know, but I'm destroying these guys. Ah. Okay, the music's gone.
You died, didn't you?
No, I'm back. This dude's trying to storm me directly. That's not cool at all.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I'm alive. Just gonna shoot as many as I can, and I'm dead.
Game over.
Arcade games take skill. We got another. We took a long break, as you will probably see in this video.
played some arcade games, but now we're back to building.
Man, that is not a very good ball, Corbin.
Can you really call it a ball?
No. No, you cannot.
I think you could call any of this a ball.
Mine's sort of ball-shaped-ish.
Yeah. Close enough.
Mostly because I just grabbed a giant hunk of ice.
Yeah, I grabbed the only compacted snow I could find. Let's try this. Oh! What was that?
Maybe it's loose, like, becoming more sticky as the night goes on.
Maybe.
Which would suck if you got all the sticky snow and I was stuck with ice.
Ice powder. Oh yeah, you just gotta really get it in there.
Oh, nice. My hands were freezing before we left, man.
Yeah.
Probably because I worked with ice.
True. Plus, your gloves are pretty thin.
Yeah, I don't know if they're made
to be winter gloves.
Probably not. I feel like they're meant to, like, grip onto things.
Yeah, like a biker gloves.
Yeah.
But there wasn't any gloves there, unless we were looking in the wrong place.
Yeah, that's pretty likely. We've never been to the Galapagos Walmart before.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've barely been there.
Yeah.
I like how we're calling this, what'd we say, college adventures?
College adventures, something like that.
But anyway, we're not even at the college.
Yeah.
This is what we do in college, though. We explore Galapagos.
Exactly. Ever since we got close to Galapagos, this is what we do. And...
Oh, Corbin, there's a lot of snow over here.
Oh, dang. Yeah, hold on. I'll get a...
It's a good few inches.
For sure. Starting to come together.
Yeah, everyone, it's been pretty snowy in our local areas. I'm sure you've noticed that. But just for perspective, I don't know how often everyone's stepped in the snow. I'm sure a lot. But, I mean, look at this.
That's more than we got pretty much all of 2023.
Yeah. And probably all of my childhood since, like, second grade.
Maybe. There was that one time about, like, 3 feet. That was, like,
that was pretty cool.
There was this one time, it was Christmas Eve. I think it was like 2021 or something. But I went to Christmas Eve at my uncle's house. And we were like, okay, it's not really snowing that hard. But, you know, we're doing this. Well, not too long later, when we're still there, it's all of a sudden covered. Absolutely snowy everywhere. And we're like, dang, that changed real quick.
Yeah.
Well... It did. His brother-in-law had to stay there with him.
Corbin, you're not making a second ball. You're just adding on to my ball.
No, that's the ball I had before.
I know. I'm saying it doesn't look like another.
It doesn't. I hope to make it look more like a separate ball, but... With yours mostly being ice, look on the back right here. There's just like a big tumor on the back. Sticking out.
He's the hunchback snowman. The hunchback of Snowberdon.
Yeah, I feel bad for this guy, but, you know.
That's what everyone said about the hunchback of Snowberdon.
Yeah. Notre Dame could be a cold, cruel place.
Oh gosh, I keep shaking. It's very cold out here.
Yeah.
I bet if I stuck my tongue on a pole, I would be stuck.
All the poles are wood.
Well, not that thing over there.
True.
I'm not doing it though.
Yeah, that would be an entire separate video on its own.
Yeah. There's a truck pulling by.
People driving by and we're building a stone wall. Ridiculous.
I wonder if you'll offer to join in and help.
That would be awesome, actually.
That would.
How many balls are we doing?
Just, my bottom one, your middle one, my top one.
Got it. Alright.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Well, that didn't go well.
Man, it is freezing out here.
It is. Hopefully later we can do it.
Corbin, that is not working.
That is not working, no.
Here, you take the phone for a second. All right, I'm going to see if I can shake it.
Nope.
That did not work.
That did not work.
Oh, wow, I just realized how cold it is.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Goodness, we are not good at building snowmen.
We need, like, a snowman expert here.
We need better snow.
Yeah. Powder is not good to work with.
No, it is not. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take this and call that its head.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here.
Although, I'm probably going to have to make the head a bit bigger.
And this, maybe.
Oh, AO. Oh.
You AO'd a little too early. Well, that's not a bad head either.
Yeah.
There ought to be something I can work with here.
Yeah. Not AOing yet. Remember how that went last time? Oh my gosh, the wind! That's the problem. Yeah.
Oh, no.
How are we going to get the carrot? Here. There we go.
We did it.
Here, I can give it eyes if you want. Here.
Do they make good eyes?
I believe so. There's one.
Hey, he's coming together.
Yeah.
You don't look that bad.
No. There we go. There he is. That's a snowman.
Hold on. Here, you take for a second.
I'm going to go look for some more carrots to use as arms. So just admire it for a moment.
Here's our snowman. It's very cool. We got the snowman. I don't know what to name him. Maybe you guys can name him.
Now, we're going to see if we can get them in.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Oh, there's one. Okay.
Look at the front of him.
Yes, we did it.
Look at this guy. He looks great.
He does. It's amazing.
Oh.
Here, take this. Look at him. What should we name him?
Comment below and we'll name him it.
Yes. I want you guys to name him. What do you all think?
Well, I think he looks glorious.
He does, no matter what. It's an amazing snowman.
He is.
Thank you.
Well, Corbin, we did it.
We did it.
Now let's get back to the campus so I can go to sleep.
Yes. Let's take a picture. Let's take a picture of him.
Hold on, I can't.
I can't.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so a few days later, Corbin's now waving people off traffic, like he's getting them into the other lane. And this is because my tire exploded. Billy's fixing it. Thank you. But yeah, just an update after the whole college adventure. This is what happened on the way back from college. He's actually doing a surprisingly good job. He's making every car get over. Like, not a single car has gone on this path. He's done really good at it so far. Yeah, see? Every car is listening. So, next day, it didn't last. It was a spare, but the spare just went flat overnight. It's not so good. As you can see there, whole thing's flat. I end up getting Jeremiah, who has a big pump, and he's trying to get it aired up for me, trying to get my tires replaced.
Oh no, Dylan.
There we are. Yeah, oh no, Dylan is very right. That was a bad incident with my tire. But I did get it fixed. It is not like that anymore. I got all three tires, well, all four tires replaced. I thought it was three for a minute because they originally were going to charge me for three. Then they were like, yeah, this other one's about to go too. And I didn't want to end up on the side of the highway again. But besides from the car thing, that was a really fun time with Corbin off in Rio. We were down at the Galpolis bowling alley a little bit, just having some fun, playing with some arcade games and stuff like that. Let me know what you guys thought about that series. I don't really intend to do a whole lot more episodes just because, you know, when I'm at Rio, I'm normally doing homework or something like that, and I imagine that wouldn't be the most entertaining episode. But when we have free time, we like to do stuff like that. And if you guys enjoyed it, maybe I'll record a little bit and just, you know, show it some here on the show with Jen. And speaking of Jen, she's not back tomorrow. I said that at the start, my bad. She's back Monday, and tomorrow we're going to have, I believe, Dan Morrow and Pete Wilson in to talk about basketball. And then the second half we'll have Pete Wilson and Jeremiah Shaver, and they're going to do some news and just update us on the community and such. So, you know, we enjoy having them guys in. They're typically here once to twice a week. Dan Morrow, I haven't really seen him on here a whole lot. I know he has been here in the past. That was a little before my time. So, but yeah, Dan Morrow, I listen to him with the broadcast. I know he does Ironman football and basketball, and he might be involved some in baseball. I'm not entirely certain on that. But, you know, we appreciate him coming on the show when he has and doing it tomorrow. So, well, yeah, tomorrow. So appreciate them. Yeah, just tune in if you want to see that. And I think that's going to do it for today's episode. So, again, Jen's back Monday. And then I don't know who we have on Monday. I think it might be Oak Hill Drama Club. And then on Tuesday and Thursday, we have a guest, and Friday we have a guest. So stay tuned next week for that, and we appreciate you guys watching, and we'll see you then. Bye.